let's consider this episode zero because I just wanted to sit down and introduce myself and chat a little bit with you guys. My name is Patricia, and I am a college senior who just started her first week of last semester as an undergrad. I study hotel administration at Cornell University, and for those who don't know, we call everybody in the hotel school hotelies. It's a term that's going to be used time to time on the show. Now, you may be wondering, what's up with the podcast? Well, to begin, I have a great love for media and entertainment, and to look back into my childhood, I've always loved playing around with cameras, running around with friends, making short films, but it wasn't actually until recently that I realized that my true passion lied within storytelling. So, summer of 2020, which is last year before my senior year, I was doing quite a lot of soul searching about career plans moving forward. And at that point, I've narrowed down into the industry, but I didn't know where to begin within the industry. So, there was a lot of job functions in different teams. Was I going to go into production, distribution, sales, marketing? Licensing, so many options, right? So as an effort to figure things out, I started reaching out to professionals I knew, and I asked them to meet up on a video chat to share with me about their work and their experiences. And before each of these meetings, I had a rule for myself. And the rule was that time was gold. Because I valued my own time, I wanted to make their time worthwhile since they were doing me a favor by carving out time out of their day. So before each call, I did a thorough research on the person, read through their LinkedIn profile, watched past interviews, even read online articles written by or about them. And I prepared a list of questions that wasn't answered by any of the sources I looked into, and the kind of questions that can only be answered by that person specifically. And doing one or two of these calls every week, I think I ended up talking to more than 30 different professionals, and I realized that, hey, I actually love the process of researching about a person, and I can ask pretty good questions. The kind of questions that get the other person excited about sharing their story. I also loved listening to people's thought processes, like when they first started out their careers and started in sales at so-and-so company. Was it that they were interested in the function of the role, or were they testing out the waters in an industry they were interested in? And what kind of expectations did they have about the job when they started? And looking back at that experience 10, 15 years later today, how do you think or do they think that the experience had shaped who they are as a person and influenced how they perform their role right now? So beyond asking about their day-to-day and their professional titles, it was about connecting the dots and creating a narrative about a person. And seeing that I have so many talented and creative friends around me, acquaintances, and other people that I haven't talked to but I wanted to reach out to, I decided that I was going to start interviewing people. Because I believe that it's important to look at life from multiple dimensions and angles. And if these stories could in some way provide insight to other people and entertain them, that would fill up my heart. And of course, here and there, I will also slowly unwrap stories of my own. And why I chose podcasting as a form of storytelling. I started listening to podcasts last year, started with the more casual type of shows like We Bought a House by my favorite YouTuber, Claudia Saluski, and her partner, Phineas, and the more business-related podcasts like Recode Media by Peter Kafka, Planet Money by NPR, and I would listen to them when I would go on a walk or eat dinner in my college apartment. And there was something about this great depth of attention that audios could draw from you. Listening to only voices, you could imagine in your head the visuals of someone else's story, just like how you would imagine scenes while reading a book. So I like that it gave the audience a lot of room for creativity in their headspace. And as you may have heard in the trailer, I'm going to skate over multiple topics and industries. And of course, because of my major in hotel administration or my personal interest in media and entertainment, you may find certain type of stories get covered more. But the ultimate point is that no matter the industry or interest, everybody can create their own brainchild. And each of us has our own stories to tell and a unique value that we can bring into the world. So I'm very curious to know, what is your story? As for me, I'm Patricia, and this is my brainchild.